Know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns. Get the latest information directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns at any time and everywhere. One of the things we wanted to talk about real quickly, and we will get to that in a second. We're going to get to the phone lines before that. But just, you know, the development of these All-Pros, where does the praise fall? We'll get to that topic in a second. But we've got Mark in East Cleveland on the line. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily.
All right, thank you. Happy New Year, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Same to you,
good,
Mark.
Happy New Year.
Good. We're good.
All right, listen. All right, with the naming of all these, you know, the Browns as All-Pros, doesn't that give a little bit of credibility to the fact that the management terminated Chudzinski this quick? Because you got all those people, the five people, you know, that made All-Pro, so apparently he was not getting the most out of his team, you know, out of the core players. That's number one. Two, doesn't this move or this year have a whole lot of resemblance to last year's Kansas City Chiefs? They were 2 and whatever. They had about 4 or 5 All Pros or all whatever, and then they got a good coach and Andy Reid who turned them around, and you see where they're sitting at now, which also makes it vital for management once again to get the head coach right so that he could possibly turn the corner like now.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? And once again, Happy New Year, brother.
Same to you, my brother. I think there's validity to – it's an obvious place to go, and you're not the only one who's gone there. I've seen it in social media. I'm sure you have too, Nathan, and other places. And I've seen this from outside of Cleveland, people with no stake in the Browns. I'm talking media, NFL media around the country, saying one tweet, and I think it came from Jacksonville, you know, 5 All-Pros and no – and only 4-12 season to show for it, no wonder Rob Chudzinski was fired. That's the automatic conclusion that people have. I don't know that it's exactly that simple to say that, but it lends credence to the idea that one of two things almost always happens with a coaching situation or a front office situation. Coaches get fired because the feeling is they've got players that they haven't done enough with. Front office people get fired because they haven't put good enough players on the field.
Right, and it's kind of a dual-edged sword, and it's actually this caller was right on the topic we're going to talk about. Do the coaches get credit for the fact that they coach these guys to being 5 All-Pros? But at the same time, on the other side of it is you had a team that had 5 All-Pros and went 4-12. So where does the blame fall? Were they great coaches? Were they bad coaches? It's one of the very, very difficult things.
Yeah, it's really tough. I am going to absolutely give credit to this coaching staff, particularly for the job that was done with, we can give it in multiple places, but let's start with the obvious, Josh Gordon, and we said it earlier, North Turner and his scheming, Scott Turner, his son who coached receivers, the micro work that he did with him during, we saw it through the off season, right? You and I observed and training camp practices, and we tended to stand together and watch closely all the detailed coaching that this guy got, and you could see the progress that was being made and the good feelings that you could see from that. They deserve credit for that. We also can say, I think from a defensive standpoint, T.J. Ward having the best of his 4 pro seasons right now. And let's give Louis Chofi, let's give Bobby Babich, those defensive backs coaches, a big praise for the jobs that they did to help elevate his play while bringing along a young Tashawn Gibson as a free safety, the undrafted free agent from last year, to as a duo making an impact. And obviously what they did to get at least some production, you could say maybe it isn't sustainable long term as a starter, but Buster Skrine had a far better year than I think anyone anticipated. Coaching goes into that as well, and Ray Horton, obviously that's his defense, so I'm including him in the process as well as the position coaches. And to see Alex Mack finally get his due, it's one thing for Joe Thomas, who once you're there, there is a perpetuation thing that goes on, especially with offensive tackles, that they get to get, offensive linemen in general, they get continual selections. But Alex Mack as a center, to get his first real taste of this thing, let's give credit to George Warhop. Let's give credit to Mike Sullivan, the offensive line coaches, for what they did.
Yeah, you got to give some credit at the same time. That's, I think, where a lot of the disappointment stems, that you had so many superstars. It is a situation very much reminiscent of what happened in Kansas City last year, where the Kansas City team had the All-Pros, it had the Pro Bowlers, it had poor coaching with Todd Haley. He was gone. You bring in a quarterback, you bring in a coach, and all of a sudden we know that they are in the playoffs. And if they were in another division, they probably would have had a first-round bye. But you look at the Browns team, it's set up for that type of thing. The number four pick, there is a very good chance the Browns are going to get one of the top two quarterbacks in this draft. Now, they may move up and decide they need to get their particular guy. We'll see how it all plays out. But this is a team that will have the new coach. It will have the new quarterback. It will have a new running back. There are a lot of things that can be done, and I can't wait. I've already mapped out exactly what I want to have happen on the offensive side of the ball. I can't wait till we get into our free agent board and our draft board, which we will, obviously, kind of got put on hold a little bit of a hiatus with the announcement that Rob Chudzinski was fired. And now we're on the coaching search. But this is a team that is going to have an opportunity for whoever comes in here to come into a situation where you can have as dynamic an offense as you want. The personnel will be able to be there via the draft. It will be on that front office to get the right players. But this is a very exciting situation, ultimately, when they get the right guy. And I do feel badly that Norv Turner is not going to be able to preside over it, because if there was one coach on this staff that I would single out for having a stellar performance and really bringing it and being creative and innovative with the absolute worst talent that I think he could have thought he was going to have when the season opened, for the way that it played out, I think Norv Turner did an unbelievable job.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. He really did. And again, I really don't care what anyone thinks about this. Whatever happened, we've seen reports of a lot of friction on his part on the way out the door. I've known Norv Turner a long time, knew him long before he walked into this building and covering the National Football League, always considered him a friend, but someone, more importantly, that I respected as a coach. Going back to his assistant days with the Dallas Cowboys, he is one of the very best in the National Football League, I think, at what he does. And honestly, his legacy here stands up for one season. Okay, one season, but it was significant. And I'll go a step further. The next coach who comes in here is going to be extremely well challenged to find the same success with not only what he has, but what you hope this team is able to bring in the way of new talent. Because I think in the hands of Turner, I think there was going to be more and better offensive production. You could say what you will. Critics will say, well, they didn't always love his play calling, and they had questions about some of the decisions he made in games. By and large, he did more right things than wrong things.
Sure.
But he's not here anymore, because basically when a head coach gets fired, you're blowing out the staff. That is how it works in the National Football League. So unfortunately, that is how it's worked for Norv Turner.
Listen, the bottom line is, this was the number 11 passing offense in the NFL. And when you think about that, given the quarterback situation, given what you didn't get from Greg Little and Devon Best, that's pretty darn impressive to me.
Yeah, right. Totally. All right, we got a lot coming up in hour number two. We want to hear from you, by the way. Call us. You can call us at 216-578-0850. Want those barks from the pound. Want your tweets at Browns_daily. We have got, right in our studio here is Carly McCord. She is doing tweets throughout the show. She's going to put together the Browns Daily Wrap, which will be posted on ClevelandBrowns.com a little later on. Y'all, that's what we call her. Y'all is with us. And we are going to want to hear from you, and we're going to do our at 2:15, we're going to have Kent Summers going to talk about Todd Bowles, who is the next in line candidate, as we understand, at least interview wise, for the Browns today. We'll get some information about him from Kent Summers, who covers the Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals, for the Arizona Republic. Our Friday forecast at 2:30. Gerard Cherry at about 2:45 ish or so to get his thoughts on everything. And it is CBD. Yeah, good stuff.